Sweet 16 coming up, Mira, Elsa said with a grin, licking a stripe of sky blue frosting from her finger. I'm taking your cake for a test run.
Great, Mira said, forcing a smile. Her godmother had been wreaking havoc on the kitchen for the last hour or so, scattering measuring cups and batter-sticky bowls across every inch of counter space. Flour powdered Elsa's cheeks, and rainbow splotches of food dye stained her jeans. The kitchen was a disaster area, definitely not the place to sit at the table reading a nerve-wracking play like Wait Until Dark. But Mira had managed to block out the baking chaos going on around her. She had other things on her mind. Mira's shoulders were hunched, as if to hide her guilt. Her hair kept spilling onto the book in front of her, obscuring the words. But it hardly mattered. She was too distracted by her plan. The culmination of 8 months of deception to concentrate on the story. The open book was her decoy. She could mumble one-word answers and no one would worry that something was wrong, so long as she remembered to turn the pages once in a while. Mira's other godmother, Bliss, darted in, her wide skirt swaying like a bell. Bliss was Mira's girly godmother, always dressed in frills, her hair in perfect blonde ringlets touched with a few strands of silver.
Elsa, you're ruining the surprise, Bliss scolded. You can't make Mira's cake right in front of her. Besides, we agreed on pink frosting.
No, Elsa said. You suggested pink frosting. I chose to ignore your suggestion.
Bliss brought her fingers to her throat in a be still my heart gesture.
That cake is going to make me ill before I taste it.
We'll let Mirabelle decide, Elsa said. Belle, what color frosting do you want?
Mira shrugged. She wouldn't be around to celebrate.
Any color's fine.
Earlier, she'd crumpled the last of the love letters, the one that came out of the printer with the ink smeared, and stuffed it into her pocket. Her fingers went to it now for reassurance, like it was a charm from Bliss's shop. You can do this. You have to go, or you'll always regret it.
Mira's distracted, Bliss announced, tapping a glass knitting needle against her palm.
Bliss never knitted. She just carried the needle around, using it like a baton when she was making a point. Bliss was a little eccentric.
Elsa, too.
Her godmothers were unusual women. Two friends who'd found themselves co-parenting Mira when there was no one else to take care of her. Bliss ran a new-agey charm shop stocked with crystals, incense, and unicorn paraphernalia. Elsa was a literature professor at the local university. Apart from a fine wrinkle and a new gray hair every year, they barely seemed to age. Their lives revolved around Mira, which made her impending betrayal even more despicable.
Mira's always distracted, Elsa said, shooting Mira an affectionate look.
It was true. Her godmothers were used to her daydreaming by now, but today she wasn't lost in fantasy. Today she just felt guilty and was nervous about being found out and struggling not to let it show on her face.